Being that the Yontif of Shavuos is coming upon us, I wanted to try to dedicate the shiur today to that topic. On one hand, it's a short Yontif, it's one day in Eretz Yisrael. And on the other hand, it's a Yom HaRicht, it's a long day. It's a long night and a day. And we find that there are differences. The Shalosh Regalim, two of them, Pesach and Sukkot, are 7 day Yom Tovim. Shavuos is a Yontif. There are different reasons given for this. One of the reasons is that Shavuos is actually a continuation and an extension from Pesach. Just like on Pesach and Sukkot, we have Yontif, then Chol HaMoed, and then we have Yontif again. Shavuos also, we're told, that Pesach, the entire Chag HaPesach, is considered like the first days of Yontif. Sfira Soimer is considered like a Chol HaMoed. The Yontif of Shavuos is called Atzeres in the Torah. Just like Sukkot has an Atzeres at the end of it, Shmini Atzeres, we have 7 days of Yontif, and then Shmini Atzeres after that. Pesach also has this Atzeres, which is Shavuos, which is the closing of the Yontif of Pesach. Now we find that there are 5 different names given to this Yontif in the Torah, the Yontif of Shavuos. It's called Chag HaKotzir, the Yontif when we cut the Tefuah, and in fact, and that's also why it's called Chag Yom HaBikurim, when we bring the Shtei Alechem, we bring a special offering of chalos that are brought from the first wheat. Now, interesting that the term Chag HaKotzir, cutting, the pasuk says, Chag HaKotzir Bikurei Ma'asecha, of the first of your produce, in a sense. And the Torah says that on these 3 holidays, Shalosh Pom Bashona Yeroe Kol Zechurcho Es Pnei Hashem Olikecha, or Es El Pnei Ha'odoin Hashem, 2 different psukim. Why specifically and why exactly are we coming to see Hashem on these Yomim Tovim? So the Ramban mentions 2 reasons. One reason is to be able to receive the gifts from Hashem, that on these Yomim Tovim, Kavyochel Hashem is giving matonos, he's giving gifts, and the way that we show our recognition that Hashem is offering these gifts and that we want to receive it is by coming to Him. During the time that there was a Beis HaMikdosh, we went to the Beis HaMikdosh. Today there is no Beis HaMikdosh, so the Gemara says that Chayev Odom Lahakbil Pnei Rabbi Beregel, that a person goes to visit his rabbi on the Yontif, the same presence of the Shekhinah that there was in the Beis HaMikdosh, that same presence of the Shekhinah is found in the presence of one's rabbi. So in going there, we go to, number one, to receive these gifts, and number two, to be able to hear what Hashem wants from us. What are the commands of Hashem on this Yontif? Each Yontif, the 3 Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, are spread out over different parts of the year, and each one of these times has a different set of instructions that Hashem has for us in terms of what that Yontif itself means and how to proceed from that Yontif till the following Yontif. Another reason why it's called in the Torah Chag HaShavuos is because it's coming after a counting of 7 weeks. The 7 weeks of Sfira Soimer are a preparation to be able to receive the Torah on Shavuos. Now, why is it that we have this hachana for Shavuos more so than on other holidays? The reason is, just like we know that Shavuos is called Yoim Chasunosei, the day of the wedding between Hashem and the Jewish people, Har Sinai was considered to be like a chuppah. The Torah uses the wording Kof Aleim Har Kegigus, that Hashem picked up the mountain and He covered us with the mountain. In a sense, that's also an expression like a chuppah. And the ksuba, the marriage contract, was the Torah itself. So just like a woman, in order to prepare herself for the wedding, she goes through a preparation, 7 days of purification, Shiva Nikiyim, so too Klal Yisrael, who represent the female partner of Hashem in this case, called Knesset Yisrael, we're going through this 7 weeks of preparation, of purification, for this wedding, for this ultimate union with Hashem. Another reason why it's called Shavuos is Miloshen Shavua, the fact that Kavyochel Hashem has sworn. We know that when Hashem originally offered the Torah to the world, we weren't the first ones who he offered it to. He offered it to all the other nations. The Pasuk says, Hoifia mehar poron, vezorach mi seir lomoi. Hashem came shining forth from Har Poron, where Yishmael was, and Seir, where Esav was, that Hashem first offered it to all of these other nations. And when all of them rejected it, they turned Hashem down. And Klal Yisrael didn't. Klal Yisrael said, Nas of Anishma, that show me where to sign. That showed a tremendous level of faith and confidence and trust in Hashem. So Hashem swore at the time that he would not exchange us. He'll never switch us for any other nation. Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim, v'nosan lanu estei rosoi. And in addition, we are mushboim voim de mehar Sinai. We swore on Har Sinai, we swore our loyalty to Hashem. That's why the Gemara says that a person can't swear to fulfill a mitzvah because we've already sworn. That's already been taken care of on Har Sinai. Another name for this yontif is Yom HaBikurim, because of the fact that we bring an offering. We said we bring the Shtei Alechem from the first. Bikurim, Bechor means firstborn, from the first wheat that's grown, that we harvest, we bring this offering, Mincha Chadosh Ol Hashem, it's called, a new offering. And interesting to note, the Sfasemis points out that this title, Bikurim, mentioned specifically regarding Matan Torah, shows us a very important message, that when it comes to Torah, one of the most important attitudes that a person needs to be able to absorb it, to be able to appreciate it and enjoy it, is hischatshus, newness. Not for a person's attitude to always to know that this isn't like any other book where I read it. Person says, you ever read it? Yeah, I read it. Would you read it again? I don't know. I read it already. The Torah is not like that. The Torah is compared to a sheep. When you shear off the wool, right away it grows back. It's always producing chidushim. Every time a person studies the Torah, if he's studying it properly, if he believes that this is divine wisdom, this is the wisdom of Hashem, he'll always see something new. Ein beis medrash b'loy chidush. So that's this term, bikurim. Bikurim means new. An additional point, the yontif is also called atzeres. We said Shavuos is called atzeres. And just like on Sukkos, the Gemara explains that if you look in the Torah, throughout the 7 days of Sukkos, the first day they brought 13 oxen, shloish esrei porim. Then after that, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. Throughout the 7 days of Sukkos, we count, counting down from 13 downward to a total of 70, corresponding to the 70 nations of the world. And we're counting in descending order to bring about their downfall, that these 70 nations should be weakened, they should be nichna by our bringing these korbanos. And then after that, we have an atzeres. After that, we have Shmini Atzeres, where Hashem says, I want this day as a private meeting between me and Klal Yisrael. No obligations, no mitzvahs, don't have to eat in the sukkah. This is just the perfect time for us to get together, for a tremendous closeness between Hashem and the Jewish people. The Meforshim point out we have something similar on Shavuos. That here again, Hashem first offered the Torah to all 70 nations. When they declined, that's when Hashem came to us. That's one of the reasons why it's called Atzeres, showing that just like Shmini Atzeres follows the 70 Purim that were brought on Sukkos, which represent the 70 nations, so too the Yontif of Shavuos is celebrating the fact that after Hashem made this offer to all 70 nations and was turned down, now Hashem came to us. On this yontov of Atzeres, Atzeres means gathering in, and Hashem gathered us into Himself. Interesting to note, Rabbi Levi Yitzchok Berditchev writes in his sefer, Kedushas Levi, he was asked by the Chachmei Lita what answer he would offer as to why this yontov is called Atzeres. And he offered three different answers to them. One answer was, because we know that on the other holidays, Pesach and Sukkot, there's positive mitzvahs and there's negative mitzvahs. There's the positive mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach. There's the negative mitzvah that we are otzur, we are withheld from doing work. No work allowed on Pesach. On Sukkot, we have the positive mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. And again, we have the fact that we're withheld, we're held back from doing malacha. On Shavuos, there is no positive mitzvah. There's no mitzvah asay on Shavuos. There's only the mitzvah of atziras malacha. That's one of the reasons why it's called atzeres, because that defines the obligation of this yontif. Another reason is that we're told that in order for Klal Yisrael to receive the Torah, there had to be unity. They had to be gathered together. Ki'ish echod b'lev echod. The term la'atzor also means to gather together. That nesfu v'netzru yachad l'kabolas ha-Torah. That's one of the reasons why it's called atzeres, to show that in order to be able to receive the Torah properly, it requires a gathering of many Jews. Just like when it comes to tefillah, in order for tefillah to really be effective, you need a minimum of a minyan. The Gemara says, "Akol be'asor shchinta sharia." When 10 people are together, the Shechina is present, and together means together. If you have 9 people in one room and someone else in a different room, it's not a minyan. It doesn't constitute a minyan. They must be gathered together. Once you have a minyan gathered together in a room, if somebody else is in a different room and they hear, they can be mitzarei, they can combine. But we see that in order to draw the presence of the Shechina, it requires people being brought together in one location. So too, Kabbalah Satorah required this gathering together, this atzeres. The third reason is something that he quoted, Rabbi Levi Zubreditchev quoted the Ramban, and interestingly, Rabbi Nachman mentions this point also, that sometimes in the middle of the day, a person will be doing different things, and suddenly they'll feel like a divine inspiration, a deep connection to Hashem. So Rabbi Nachman writes that when a person feels that, they should stop, and they shouldn't move out of that location, because sometimes if you just change location, you lose that connection. A person should stop where they are and try to perform some kind of an act of mitzvah, whether it's a tefillah or some other kind of mitzvah, right in that place where they're feeling that deep connection to Hashem, this special hisoirus. So now, the Ramban writes that when a person feels a tremendous hisoirus to serve Hashem, the person should see to it to perform some kind of mitzvah. That mitzvah should serve as a keli, like to bottle it. You want to bottle it. Person is feeling this deep connection to Hashem. They can feel it, and it can just dissipate, disappear, and like it never happened. The person has to make sure to bottle it, to attach it to some kind of mitzvah that they perform at that time, where that divine inspiration is connecting to that mitzvah. Now, being the fact that on Shavuos, we did not have any positive mitzvah that we were instructed. Again, it's not matzah, it's not eating in the sukkah, there's no specific mitzvah. Therefore, the only thing that Klal Yisrael were really instructed at the time was to keep back, to keep a certain distance. They were warned by Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem said, Hagbel Esohor, fence around the mountain, and Klal Yisrael should be held back, restrained, refrained from trying to approach, from trying to get too close. That's also the term atzeres, which means to hold back. So again, the term atzeres for the Chag Shavuos shows us this concept. And this bechlal is a tremendously important concept in Yiddishkeit. When we daven, we say, V'hoser soton milfoneinu u'me'achareinu. We ask Hashem to remove the Yetzahara that's in front of us, that stands between us and Hashem, trying to block us, trying to discourage us from coming close to Hashem. That's one kind of Yetzirah. But there's also another kind of Yetzirah sometimes that stands behind the person, pushing the person, trying to get the person to take on too much, trying to get the person to go quicker than they can, because he knows that the person's going to burn out. If they do that, they'll have a high, they'll enjoy it for a period of time, but then they'll be finished. We know, for example, a person exercises. They try to do a little more, push themselves further and further. But sometimes a person pushes themselves past a certain limit, then they get Charlie horse, and then they're out of commission for another day or two. They can't do anything because they crossed a certain line. Lahavdil in Kiddush also, there's this concept of boundaries, of knowing what's too little what's too much and what's just right. And here the important point is that Pasuk says in the Torah, Loisosur Yomen Usmoel, that we're not allowed to deviate to the right or to the left of what the Chachamim prescribed for us. They're the ones who are authorized and qualified. They're the ones who know what's right and what's left, what's too little, what's too much, in terms of a person's connection to Hashem, to the Torah, to mitzvahs. And this is why, when it came to Har Sinai, Matan Torah, in terms of how important this is, the only instruction that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to give to the Jewish people was, stand back. Stand back. Don't try to get too close. Because there is a tremendous Yetzirah, especially when a person's first starting. This was a beginning. This was when we were first receiving the Torah. All of us were in the category of Balei Tshuva. We went through a tvila, we went through a toivling in a mikvah, like a convert who's going through a conversion process. And there's a tremendous yetzahara to want to run, to want to take on a lot, to want to finish, get to the finish line. And a person needs to know, the pasuk says, ma'at, ma'at, agorshena. When it came to the Jews going into Eretz Yisrael, it took 14 years. There were 7 years to conquer the land, and 7 years to divide up the land. A person would say, "What? Why for Hashem it took so long?" The answer is, the pasuk says, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ma'at, ma'at, agorshena. I'm going to remove your enemies a little at a time. Why? Pentirbo alecho chayas asodi. Because if we vacate the place quickly, then the animals will move in." And this is something that's not just meant literally, but meant also figuratively, that if a person sometimes tries to acquire a madrega too quickly, then what happens is the Yetzirah doesn't go for that, and the Yetzirah puts up a tremendous fight, and a person can get clobbered in the process. Whereas this concept of increasing the light slowly, a little bit, just like we mentioned on Chanukah, that the term Chanukah is Miloshin Chinuch. Chinuch means education, starting out, Chanukah Sabayis, person starting out in Avodas Hashem. It's Moisif V'Hoylech. It's starting with one light and increasing the light a little bit each day. By doing it in this manner, a person ensures that they can be Matzliach. And this is also one of the reasons why Shavuos is different from all other holidays. The Pasuk says, Usmachtem, that on Yontif there's a mitzvah of Simcha, and the Gemara says, Ein Simcha ela b'basar v'yayin, that real Simcha is only with meat and wine. And on Shabbos, on Yontif, the way we show respect for the day is by eating a meat meal, fleishiks. And on Shavuos is an exception, where one of the meals is a dairy meal. And again, one of the reasons is to remind us that we're just starting now. A new beginning in our relationship with Hashem, a new beginning in our relationship with the Torah. And just like a child, when they start, they don't start with meat. They start with milk. So too, the Torah is compared Dvash v'cholov tachas l'shoinich to remind us that we're babies now. We're starting fresh, brand new beginning, dairy products. It's brought also that the word Cholov, Ches Lamed Beis, is Bigematria 40, referring to the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim to be able to receive the Torah Shebal Peh from Hashem. We know when Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, it says there was the blasting of the shofar, and there was thunder and lightning. A person would say this sounds like a Steve Spielberg production, special effects. You know, Hashem needed this stuff. Why would Hashem need all of this stuff? And one of the explanations that's given is that in terms of our relationship with Hashem and in terms of any significant relationship, there's two steps. There's Yira and there's Ahava. Yira means respect and fear, and Ahava means love. And the Pasuk says, Reishis Chochmo Yiras Hashem, that before a person can acquire Chachma, the beginning of Chachma, step one in Chachma, is respect, Yira. And Hashem wanted to make this perfectly clear to us, that even though Klal Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma, we said, Hashem, we love you. Hashem said, that's great. That's how you feel today. But we know that just like a person falls in love, they can fall out of love. And if a relationship is dependent only, if that's all that's holding it together is Ahava, and there's no mutual respect, there's no foundation of Yira, it can't necessarily have long-lasting effects. So this is one of the reasons why Matan Torah was given Bekoiloi Subrokim with thunder and lightning, that Hashem wanted to impose this fear. He wanted us to know that this is an important element of Yiddishkeit. Boundaries, respect, there is a concept of reward and punishment, and therefore a person knowing that, that'll be one of the factors that'll help solidify, make this relationship a permanent one. We find at the end, in Parshas Yisroi, when Moshe Rabbeinu reviews what took place on Har Sinai, Hashem actually says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to know why we did all of this? It was leman nasoi seschem, to elevate you, in order to lift you up, uleman tihye yirosoi al peneichem levilti techto. That Hashem wanted to accomplish two things at Matan Torah. One was to elevate you, which means to bring you close, to lift you up, to bring you close. And the second was, leman tihye yirosoi al peneichem, that you should have fear of Hashem, levilti techto, so you won't sin. And this is a concept. We know that a child nurses from the mother, from the shodayim. The organs that a child nurses from the mother is called the shodayim, the breasts. It's brought that the word shodayim is roshe tevois smoil doiche yemin makarev. With the left hand pushing away, with the right hand bringing close. And the Gemara says again that when it comes to important relationships, a parent and a child, a rabbi and a student, there's this concept of with the left hand pushing away, meaning there has to be a certain respectful distance. When kids call their parents, they're on a first name basis with the parents, there's something missing there. There's an important piece lacking in the success of that relationship. Same thing with a rabbi and a student. The Gemara says if a student calls his rabbi by his name, he's Chayav Misa Chas V'Shalom. There's an issue of a certain respect. Again, the left hand pushing away, the right hand, the stronger hand, bringing close. Interesting to note, we don't find anywhere in the Chumash that it says that the date, the actual date when the Torah was given. It says, B'chodesh HaShlishi was in the third month, and then Hashem told them to prepare for 3 days, but it doesn't say anywhere that on the 6th of Sivan or on the 7th is when the Torah was given. And in fact, in the Gemara, there's a debate. There are two opinions, whether it was the 6th or the 7th. In addition, the place, the location of Matan Torah is also something that we can't find. It's hidden from us. We don't know where it is. One of the explanations given for this is for a Jew to know that when it comes to Torah, there is no date. There is no specific date. V'higisabo yomam v'layla. Every single day and night, a Jew has the mitzvah, the privilege of being able to learn Torah. It's available 24/7. If a person wants, if a person recognizes the value of it, any time is okay. And so too, there's no such thing as a specific place. There's no such thing as a person saying, here I can learn, here I can't learn. By Hashem hiding Har Sinai, that we don't see where, we don't know the location, it's saying that the Torah is above time and it's above space. It's not limited to any specific time or place. In the Gemara, where it mentions this debate as to when Shavuos took place, whether it was on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan, but the Gemara says everybody agrees that Torah b'Shabbos nitna, that the Torah was given on Shabbos. That everybody does agree, that the day of the week that the Torah was given on was Shabbos. This again is an important message, that out of all the times for a person to study Torah, Shabbos is unique. Shabbos, the study of Torah, is on a completely different level. The Ben Ish Chai writes that if a person learns on Shabbos for an hour, it's like 1,000 hours during the week. It's a completely different league. And for a person to know to take advantage of that, there's a big Yetzirah that says, eat well, and then jump into bed for 6-7 hours, and then wake up, if you're lucky, get up in time for mincha, or... And a person doesn't realize that they're missing out on an incredible opportunity. That there's a timer ticking. There's an opportunity during these limited hours of Shabbos that whatever time I do invest in learning, it's on a different level completely than other days during the week. An additional point that's mentioned, the Torah b'Shabbos nitna, we know that what Hashem presented on Har Sinai was 10 commandments. These 10 commandments were given in all 70 languages, so that no nation in the world could say that they were excluded. So we have 10 times 70 is 700, and two of these commandments, the Gemara says, were exclusive. That Anochi v'lo yilcha mipi gvurin emor. The first two were said by Hashem himself. Anochi and lo yilcha. After that, their souls left it. Moshe Rabbeinu had to continue. So we have 10 times 70, which is 700, plus two, these two that are unique, which is Bigimatria Shabbos. That the word Shabbos has this message in it, that Shabbos represents Matan Torah, which was given again in all of these 70 languages, for all nations to hear, and their free choice to refuse, our free choice to accept. Shubizrcha, to know all these Sifri Hasidus emphasize that on a Yontif, we're not just remembering something that took place in the past, but every time that a holiday rolls around, all the miracles and all the spiritual light that came down when that Yontif first took place is reenacted again, which means that Hashem is going to give the Torah anew this year on Shavuos by preparing for it. A person preparing themselves, the counting of the Omer, the going to the mikveh before Yontif, the wearing special clothes, the eating special foods, all of these things that we do to show the respect for this day, to be able to receive the full benefits of this Yontif.